This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Hour number two. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Thank you, Gwyneth. And we're talking about dogs. Please continue.
Okay. I would like to just briefly describe what is the defining feature of a terrier. And, you know, terriers, but they come in all different shapes and sizes. But there is one thing that they all have in common. And that is that they are designed to be business end dogs. And that is, even if it is a tiny little, teacup Yorkshire Terrier that you could just about hold in one hand. Or whether it is a pit bull that might weigh 50 kilograms. They're both terriers. And the one thing that they have in common is that whether it's a tiny little Yorkie or a great big pit bull, they are designed to be business end dogs. And that means that they are designed to hunt, and that they are designed to guard, and that they are designed to fight. And they, even a tiny terrier, a Yorkshire Terrier, or, any of these other tiny terriers that you get, and I would put Chihuahuas in that category, by the way, although I'm not sure if they are strictly a terrier, but in so many ways they're like a terrier. Whether they actually are one or not, I don't know. But, you know, we'll put them in that category for the moment. They need to be taught that you don't have to, that, you know, that this is the family and that this is who you are there for. And anyone who they perceive to be a threat to the family, they will attack, and if they can, they will kill them. And, you know, you might think, well, how could a little Yorkshire Terrier kill anything? But you don't realize, it doesn't realize that it's so small that it can fit in the palm of your hand. when it sees something as being a threat, it will yip and it will yap. And if the enemy, as it perceives it, whether that enemy is a rat or a mouse or an intruder, doesn't back off, it will attack, you know. And it might succeed in doing damage to the person's ankle, you know. It might, or feet, you know, if they're not wearing shoes. But it will attack. And if there's somebody who is, somebody that the dog does not trust, even if it's a tiny terrier, and that person puts their hand out to pat the terrier, and that terrier senses that something's wrong, it will bite their hand. And it won't just bite. Another defining feature that all terriers have is they will bite, and they lock their jaw into the bite, and then they shake their whole body amount of damage possible. And that is if they are hunting, so if they're after prey, or if it's a burglar, or if it's another dog that they've gotten into a fight with. And generally, I mean, I've seen even dogs that weigh like 20 pounds that are terrier crosses, and they get into a fight and they lock onto the other dog and you cannot get their jaw off. And lock their jaw and they will swing backwards and forwards. And this is not, you know, deliberate dog fighting. This is just dogs fighting over, usually females, is usually, you know, what it comes down to. If there's two male dogs and there's one female dog, you are asking for trouble, especially if at least one of the dogs is a terrier. This is it. They get their jaws and they lock their jaw and you cannot get their jaw off. You just have to wait until they come up for air. Hold the back of the scruff of their neck and give it a twist. And eventually they will have to come up for air and they'll get their jaw and they'll just loosen it for a fraction of a second and then you take the dog off. And that's how you get it off. But trying to pry its jaw open is a lost cause because they lock on and they shake their whole bodies. And even a dog that weighs not a massive dog, maybe a dog that weighs 10 or 20 pounds. If you get a 10 or 20 pound weight and I don't recommend anybody doing this. Okay, I'm just saying this for demonstration purposes, for the effect of what a terrier does. So we're not talking about a huge dog. We're talking about a dog that maybe weighs 5 or 10 kilograms. A kilogram or a 10 kilogram bag of potatoes, and if you attach that to your leg with meat hooks, and then shook that bag of potatoes backwards and forwards as vigorously as you possibly could, you're going to rip your leg open. No two ways about it. And that is what happens when even a comparatively small terrier latches on and does its thing. And all the terriers do it. That is a defining characteristic of what terriers are. And other dogs, maybe they'll lock on. I think Alsatians also have a tendency to lock their jaws, although they're really a sheepdog and not a terrier. But other dogs will repeatedly bite on the same location. And, yes, that does a lot of damage, but it also gives a chance for you to get the dog off because it constantly has to open and shut its jaws. And so then you... Every time it opens its jaws, you have a chance to pull it off and pull it away from the poor victim who's suffering this dog attack. But with terriers, you can't do that. And like I say, the only way that you can do it is you grab the back of the scruff of their neck. And with some terriers, especially of the bull terrier variety, so English bull terriers, Staffordshire terriers, and pit bulls, you can't do this because their skin is so tight, even across the back of their neck. And so, you know, if they're wearing a collar, you just have to do this with the collar. You grab the collar and you twist it so that it restricts, you don't choke the dog to death, obviously, but you restrict its breathing and then it has to come up for air and it has to open its jaw. And that is when you pull it off. You know, you cannot pull it off, and you just have to wait until it loosens its own grip. And they do not give up, and they will not give up. It's no use waiting for the dog to stop fighting. Usually it's dogs and not females that fight, although sometimes the females get into fights as well. They'll kill each other before they'll stop. And then you will have something to patch up. So if you see a couple of terriers in a fight, especially dogs, then you've got to break it up. Squirting them with a hose will not work. Hitting them with poles or sticks will not work. The only thing that will work is grabbing them, like I said, by the back of the scruff of the neck and twisting them so that their airflow in their windpipe is restricted. And that is a very good reason to have collars on your dogs. And I don't have collars on my dogs. Perhaps I should. But they can get caught in fences, and I've lost dogs that way. A long time ago, I lost a dog that way through it getting its collar caught in a fence, and I had no idea where it was. And this dog wouldn't cry out if it got stuck somewhere. And, I didn't know where it was. And, quite a time after I found it, but it was too late. So that's one reason to not have collars on a farm dog, is that they do get caught in things, in fences and bushes and things like that. But a good reason to have a collar on a dog is if it has a tendency to get into fights. Then you can grab the collar, you give it a twist so that it restricts the airflow, and then when it has to open its mouth to take a breath, then you pull it off, and you can separate the two dogs, and then you release and let it take a breath. Does that make sense?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And you have to break up the fight, because if you don't, they will kill each other, or they will kill whatever it is that they have latched onto as the enemy, and that includes burglars. And that's a good thing, for killing burglars, you know, because they shouldn't be breaking into your house anyway. And they realize that. But even a very small, even quite a small terrier, like I said, even of the weight of, 5 or 10 kilograms or 10 or 20 pounds, can do a lot of damage, because they do lock on and they swing their bodies backwards and forwards to do the maximum amount of damage, and they tear. And that's where the damage comes in.
What we found,
does that make sense?
Oh, yes. What we found is that the shepherd sisters that we have, they're about 2 years old now, they have figured out how to attack. And they position themselves on opposite sides of whatever they're going to attack. And there's no way that the thing, person, place, or thing that they're going to attack can possibly win, because they keep moving, and they're on opposite sides of, let's say, the person. And if a person is trying to fend off one dog from the front, the dog behind will attack. And it's an impressive thing to see, and they have figured this out for themselves. I didn't teach them this.
Yeah.
That's epigenetics. And, you know, you were talking about epigenetics before, and I'm looking at this image of this African person, a tribal person from Africa. And this gal has a rear end that is literally like shaped like a beach ball. This is from the back. This person's rear end is literally, I'm thinking, over half of her body weight. Maybe 55% of her body weight is just her rear end.
African American. That photo was taken in America. She's African American.
It's disgusting.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. Let's save GCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I'm looking at this image of this. This female that you sent me, literally, I'm thinking that if her waist is, let's say, 36 inches, her hips would be about 100 inches. And I'm not exaggerating. This person could not fly on an airplane. The seats aren't that big. Could not ride on a bus. The seats are not that big. I don't know how this person got in a car. It looks like she's at the beach. Am I exaggerating?
No. And the thing is that this is really, really common in the United States. And the truth of it is, okay, how these people came to be is their ancestors probably come from the Khoisan tribe, which is the same tribe that we were discussing earlier, except that the Khoisan people have always held slaves themselves. Every woman people of the Khoikhoi or the Khoisan people, every woman is a slave to her husband. And they also take slaves from other tribes and enslave them amongst their own tribe. And then in the days where slavery was a thing, they took their own people and they took people that they'd kidnapped from other tribes, and then they sold them as a source of revenue to, you know, the white man. And then that's how they ended up in America. And, you know, you go to Walmart and you see these African-American women, and they're absolutely enormous. But they are enormous in the backside and in the hips and in the thighs and kind of in the stomach as well. But the reason why they get to that proportion and why their ancestors didn't hardly ever got to that proportion in their native country was that their ancestors lived on nuts and berries and grains and roots that they dug up from concrete hard ground with a sharp stick. And if their husband were successful in hunting a gazelle, then they'd get some meat to eat. Oh, yes, and various herbs that grow in their country as well. But given that their country is a vast desert, there's not very many herbs. So usually it was nuts and berries and grains and roots like yams, which are like a giant sweet potato. And like I said, if their husbands were successful in hunting, then they'd get a bit of meat as well. That is not, you know, and the difference is that the African-American woman live on McDonald's and Burger King and microwave food. And, you know, the Khoisan was a very, very active lifestyle. And despite the fact that they have this severe congenital birth defect, all of them have it. And it's considered to be an abnormality among their culture. If a girl is born with a straight spine, she will never marry and she will never have children. So they're just rejected out of the gene pool because they regard this birth defect, which I think is, I wrote it in the email, it's something like spilopenia or something like that. If you could look in the email and see the exact name of it, I can't quite remember what it is. But it is, it's a serious, and despite the fact that all of the women of this tribe all have this serious genetic deformity, they hunt, they gather, they build houses, they do all the things. They live in such a harsh environment that if you or I had to live there, we'd probably die, Vincent.
Yeah.
And yet all of the women have this serious genetic defect, and yet they live there, and most of them live to be a grand old age of maybe 50 or 60 or 70 years old.
We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine."
We are ready with diplomacy, to engage in diplomacy with Russia, and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, told Newsmax that panic is beginning to settle in for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and mainstream media regarding the latest findings in the Durham investigation.
What I really think, if you're Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, or their allies in the mainstream media, then panic is certainly beginning to settle in. Even before these new damning revelations by John Durham, Joe Biden's approval rating had hit a fresh low. And now you have this bizarre attempt to simply whitewash the last 4 years with the media not even covering it for 5 minutes. And what this showcases to me is that there was a tremendous collusion between not only the Democratic Party, but the Clinton campaign and likely the upper echelons of the Obama administration with the media to ascertain a falsehood that not only upended America for 4 years, but almost single-handedly destroyed a presidency. I can tell you, Grant, as somebody who was thrust into the fire of a coup attempt, what this was. There was simply no basis, factual basis, to launch an investigation, let alone to continue it.
President Trump says the Department of Justice should absolutely declassify remaining Trump-Russia probe records after Durham's court filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and class, Gwyneth is America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. Even the large, well-known networks don't have a full-time correspondent in Australia. We do here at USA Prepares. And Gwyneth, you used the word congenital, and I want to make sure that everyone understands what that means. Class, congenital means before birth or at birth. So if someone is born with a congenital defect, that means that they were born that way, or during development in the mother that happened. Okay, so that's what congenital means, from birth or before birth. Okay, and so it's not something that is after birth. It's before or during birth. Gwyneth, the image that we're discussing of this African-American, I couldn't tell from the image. It looked like, you know, they were at the beach or they were, you know, on the coast. And this woman, it's an image from behind her. It's unbelievable. Will this be in the book? Will this be in the book, Letters to Vincent?
I think so. I don't see how I could leave that image out. You know, but you look at the contrast. That there's also other images, and anyone can go and search on the internet. And all the search that you would need to type into your search engine would be something like Khoi. That's Khoi. S-A-N, Khoi San. I think the name of a birth defect is something like spilopenia, but could you just quickly go and check with the email to make sure I've gotten that right? Because it's a very hard word for even me to sort of remember, but it's something like spilopenia. And or Khoi's birth defect, and you'll see it, and you'll see pictures of a Khoi woman that were taken maybe 100 or more than 100 years ago, when they, you know, they still live out in the middle of the Kalahari to this day. They don't want to come in. They don't want to have anything to do with the modern world. They want to stay out in the middle of the desert digging yams and hunting gazelles, and I do not blame them one little bit. I don't want anything to do with the modern world either. But you see these women, and, you know, they didn't wear any clothes. Well, they wore maybe a loincloth. And you can see the shape of their back, and whereas your spine comes out of your pelvis, and makes sort of like an S shape up your back. Well, with the Khoi San woman, the spine comes out of the pelvis and goes at a right angle to what a normal spine would do, and then it goes, and then it does another right angle upwards, so that the woman has an L shape on her back. And there's photos on the internet of a Khoi woman with children standing on their pelvises. And that is how they carry their children and their babies. The baby or the child, the small child, you know, how if you're on a long walk with a small child and the child says, "Mommy or Daddy, I'm tired." And then you get the child, and you give the child a piggyback. Well, these women, they don't give their children piggybacks. These children stand on their buttocks, on the back of their pelvis, because there's a platform there which is formed because of this birth defect, this deformity. And they regard it in their culture as being the normal shape of a woman, and that they have been breeding their woman to be like that for thousands of years, since the dawn of time. And the men have normal anatomy, but all of the women all have this birth defect. All of them. And if they don't, if they somehow manage to you know, sneak through and get a normal back, they'll never marry within their culture. And this is it. I'm just giving a bit of the other side, the less glamorous, the less acceptable side of tribal culture, okay? the less politically correct side of tribal culture. But they talk about this. When you ask them what their perceptions are of beauty, they perceive this to be a beautiful woman who has large buttocks and an L-shaped back is their perception of female beauty. You know, and large hips and large thighs. But the thing is, when these women were enslaved and went to America and got onto a junk food diet, that's when the problems really, really began to manifest, because this is where you get the 200-pound woman who literally cannot walk around Walmart because their hips and their thighs are so massive. And if you did an X-ray, you would probably find that most of these women had this particular birth defect, and that is for sure where it comes from, because everywhere else in the world, this birth defect is exceedingly rare. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, here's what it's, here is the spelling if you want to look it up. STEATOPYGIA. STEATOPYGIA. You can just look that up. That's all you have to do. And it's pronounced steatopygia. Steatopygia.
Steatopygia.
Uh huh. And so, class, you can look that up, and you'll see what we're talking about, and you'll think you're looking at one of these famous people that you keep seeing in bathing suits, bending over from Sunday. It's amazing. It's amazing what you're going to see. And by the way, have you ever heard anyone else talking about this on the air? I hardly doubt it. So
yeah.
That's what free speech is all about. And that's why we are defending our right to bring you free speech. SaveGCN.com. Save, S-A-V-E, GCN.com. Amazing, Gwyneth. So what we're talking about is epigenetics combined with fast food, also known to many people as junk food. By the way, class, don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word anybody says. Look it up for yourself. Gwyneth, I happened to be in the truck, and I was I tuned the radio on. I had a few minutes, and I was listening to talk radio. Well-known guy. Well-known. Real famous guy. I got to tell you, it was pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. This guy said it. And then he said it again. And then he used different words and said it again. And then he used different words and said it again. Then he went back to his original words and said it again. And then he said it again. And then he said it again. And then he brought an expert to say it again and again and again. And this went on for, I don't know, 45 minutes. It's unbelievable. And what he was talking about, class, you couldn't do anything about it. There's nothing you could do. It was one of these political things. Like, you know, what you heard on the news about the Clintons and trying to find dirt on Donald Trump. That's what this was about. For 45 minutes saying it again and again and again and again. It was ridiculous. This guy is ranked really high in the radio rankings. It's amazing to me what people fall for. Amazing. It's also amazing that people go to sporting events and they pay enormous amounts of money to sit and freeze and watch people throw a ball around the field. And then if they had a job, they'd go back on Monday and talk about what a great game it was. And did you see this play and that play? And did you see what's his name throw the ball? Did you see what's his name catch the ball? Wasn't that amazing? Gosh. It's amazing to me that people spend their time and their money doing such frivolous things when they could actually be learning something other than ballplayers' names. Amazing. And by the way, class, I was asked if I would like to improve our rankings, and I could do that by video, you know, putting Vinny's image, you know, while broadcasting out there. And it could be, you know, on BitChute. It could have been on YouTube. It could be, you know, a live streaming video and audio of USA Prepares radio broadcast. And the answer is absolutely not. I won't do it. I will not do it. Because I don't want any more invasion of my privacy. I don't want any more images of me out there. I just won't have it. And I think that's one thing. The other thing is, radio is the theater of the mind. You who are in class, students and instructors, are way brighter than just about everybody else. Because you use your imaginations, you think things through, and you don't have to have the images and watch the images of USA Prepares. You can tell by the audio descriptions of what we're talking about. And by the way, it makes us better because we have to use language, meaning the instructors and people who call into USA Prepares, we have to be better at what we do because we have to use words rather than draw you pictures. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's actually true. And there's a part of your brain, and if you look in any anatomy textbooks, it's very hard to find information on this part of your brain. It's called the pineal gland. You have to go into esoteric texts to find out what the pineal gland is actually for. And the pineal gland does a few things. If you go into anatomy textbooks, they'll say it produces melatonin, and they'll say that's the only thing it does. So it regulates your waking and sleeping cycle. But what it actually does is it's your third eye. It's the part of your brain that envisions things internally. And it's the part of your brain that dreams, and it's the part of your brain that runs scenarios. And when you do the visual type of thinking, that's the part of your brain that's at work. So you're imagining something that might happen. You're using your pineal gland, and that's what radio encourages, and television doesn't encourage it.
Desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, I was just thinking, Kyle's going to be on with me tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. And we normally talk about automotive technology and things, but I'm wondering, has anyone done the things that we've talked about? Have you ventured out? Oh, let's say, have you bought a farm? Have you, I know Arjun has. I know Arjun escaped from New Jersey, and he bought a place in the mountains of West Virginia. He didn't buy a farm, but he bought a property. Has anyone else? I'd love to know, has anyone followed any of the things that we've talked about with any instructor? Anything that we've talked about? I'd love to know. If you wouldn't mind calling in tomorrow, I'd love to hear it. I know Kyle would too, and I know the rest of the class would. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That would be between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time tomorrow, Thursday. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is the number for tomorrow. And actually, that's the number anytime that we're on here. Gwyneth, you talked about the pineal gland. Dr. Sheely has repeated and repeated and repeated that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. So while people are drinking beer made with city water, drinking soda made with city water, drinking soup, or eating soup made with city water, having just plain old city water in their cooking spaghetti, pasta, noodles, whatever, with city water, they have ingested fluoride, which Dr. Sheely has said ad infinitum calcifies the pineal gland. So I think you hit the nail right on the head with that, because the third eye, the method, the gland which helps us envision things internally, helps us run scenarios, powers dreams, okay, creative thinking. If you calcify that, you're at a serious disadvantage, and then you probably have to watch TV because your capacity, your third eye is diminished to the point where you probably can't read and envision. Because if you pick up a book and you're reading words, you have to use your imagination. If you listen to the radio and you have to use your words and listen to the words that are being spoken, you have to use your imagination. With TV, you don't. TV is the electronic babysitter. How many people do you know who just take their children and say, you know what, here, let's go watch TV. And the parent just grabs out a small child, sits them in front of the boob tube, and goes and texts or uses their smartphone while the child is sitting being brainwashed by the boob tube. I think far too many parents are guilty of that. Shut off the TV. That's what I did. I literally had it with the television. When our children were very young, they each wanted to watch TV, and I said, okay, you can watch one program. And they said, well, there's three of us. We each get to watch one. And I'm thinking, we went from a half hour to three times a half hour. And they said, no, each one's an hour. That's 3 hours. So what I did, 3 hours a day. So what I did was I pulled the cable, the RG59 cable, as tight as I could out of the wall and cut it off. And our daughter saw me do that with a pair of dikes. That stands for diagonal cutters. Dike means something different today. I'm not sure what it means, but it doesn't mean diagonal cutter anymore. So these wire cutters, I cut that off right flush with the wall, and the cable jumped back in the wall. And she said, Daddy, that's going to be hard to fix. And I said, yeah, you're right. It's going to be hard to fix. And did it ever get fixed? No. And that was the end of television in our house. That was in the 90s. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's the truth of it. And I was saying off air on the telephone to you earlier, I feel as if I've literally come from another era. I'm not even kidding. And when I say literally, I mean literally. It's not just a filler word. It means I feel as if I have come from another era of history, and I have been plonked into the end of the 20th and then now the 21st century. And I look around me, and I, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the normal one. And nobody around me is normal anymore. And people think that I'm the strange one. But I'm the person who's come from another time and another place, where there was no television, and there was no radio even. And now I find myself in the modern world, and some people would say the postmodern world, and I have to make do as best I can. But I think that by knowing a bit more how to think and how to maybe even act in a very, in a much older way, that's actually an advantage to me. And I don't want to do with the modern world any more than I can possibly help. Of course I have to. I have to have an ATM card. I have to have a bank account. I have to, do all, I have to have internet access.
Gwyneth, we're out of time.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.